الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحابه ومن دعا بدعوته ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تسبوا الذين يدعون من دون الله فيسبوا الله عدوا بغير علم كذلك زينا لكل أمة عملهم ثم إلى ربهم مرجعهم فينبئهم بما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العظيم. میرے بھائی دوست اور بزرگوں, دی ویری ویری فیمس کتاب, نیم آف دس کتاب ابو داؤد شریف. ان اور مدارس اور دارالعلوم فائنل ایئر دی اسٹوڈنٹ ون ایئرس ٹائم دے ڈوئنگ ویری ویری بگ سکس کتاب. نمبر ون بخاری شریف, نمبر ٹو مسلم شریف, نمبر تھری ترمذی شریف, نمبر فور ابو داؤد شریف, اینڈ نمبر فائیو ابن ماجہ, اینڈ نمبر سکس نسائی شریف. دس ویری فیمس کتاب ابو داؤد شریف. امام ابو داؤد رحمہ اللہ تعالی رحمتن واسعہ, ہی پاسڈ اوے تھرڈ سینچری 273 آفٹر دا ہجرہ. And Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, he collect over 500,000 ahadith from different muhaddisin. And thereafter Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi, first he collect over 500,000 ahadith, and from over 500,000 ahadith Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullahi alayhi choose, and after the choose he wrote one kitab, and name of this kitab Sunan Abi Dawood. And Imam Abu Dawood rahimahullah ta'ala, he wrote on his kitab 4800 ahadith. But my time only is 15 minute time, 20 minute time. We can't explain to 20 minute time 4800 ahadith. Imam Abu Dawood rahmatullah alayhi choose 4800 ahadith, and I choose only one hadith from 4800 ahadith, and I try to explain only one hadith from this kitab. And the riwayat and narration of Hazrat Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala an. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala no mention how he accepted Islam. First time how he accepted Islam in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala no say, and he said, that time I was not Muslim, and I was never accepted Islam also. But in one gathering, in one majlis, in one place, I see Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and around and surround of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, many, many sahaba sitting with the respect and with the adab. And Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, I just stand up quite far from gathering and majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he say, three quarter of our time, I just sat very quite far, majlis of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I see what happened on this gathering. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, one sahabi stand up, He going to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked something. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him. Day after another sahabi is going. Day after number third sahabi is going. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala who say, when 3/4 hours is passed, they all narration in Abu Dawud Sharif and other books of hadith also. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala who say, when 3/4 hour is finished and all the sahaba ikram, his question also is finished. Then I just came to gathering of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I asked one companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am not Muslim. I am never accepted Islam. I am till now is not Mu'min. But I just see you people going and this man is playing to you. Can I get permission, go to him? And I also want to ask something. Then one company of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, you can go, but the respect, but the adab, but the ihtiram, and sat in front of the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter you can ask anything. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, because I am not Muslim, so I just came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and I say, alayka salamu ya Rasool Allah. Listen, alayka salamu ya Rasool Allah. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, when I make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this way, and I use this word, alayka salamu ya Rasool Allah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he called me and he said, by what your name? He said, my name Jabir. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, come to me. And thereafter Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mubarak hand he put in shoulder of Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala. And first thing, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to him, O Jabir, when you make salam, then you say, alayka salamu ya Rasool Allah. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, starting time, first time, when you make salam, then you can't make salam like this. Then Jabir bin Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, from which way I can make salam to you? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jabir make salam, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Word of salam is come first. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But when you give reply to somebody, that time you can say, wa alaykum assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is number one. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, I made big mistake to make salam to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never shout me. He never tell me, get out of our gathering, get out of our masjid, get out of our majlis. No. But Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is playing to me nice way, soft way, sweet way, what the wisdom, what the hikmat. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is playing to me, O Jabir, make salam like that. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When everything is over, then Jabir ibn Sulaym radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, I asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man anta, who are you? Man anta, who are you? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give reply, very humble way. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, ana Rasulullah, I am messenger of Allah subhanahu tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is number two. Thereafter, Jabir bin Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala say, I want to accept that Islam, O Nabi of Allah. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, in 2 minute time, you never spend 2 minute time in my company, my majlis, my gathering, but your mind totally is changed and you say you want to accept that Islam. What is the reason? Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala say, because you were good character and you explained to me nice way, soft way, sweet way. Same time I changed my mind and I want to accept that Islam. And how I did kalima? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, O Jabir say, like I say, Ashahadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. First recite Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And thereafter, Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu recite. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Anta khuna. From today you are our brothers. You are, mashallah, accept that Islam. You are mu'min. You are true Muslim. You are true believer. Everything is number three is over. Thereafter, Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, long time I was waiting outside and here also lengthy period is passed. Now I went to go back to my house. And Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu say, because alhamdulillah, now I am accepted Islam, but now I haven't got enough time to spend in your company. When I get another chance, then inshallah ta'ala I come back to you. But meantime, I want to go back my house. Can you give me some advice? Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Jabir ibn Sulaim, you want to some advice? He say, oh, yes, Nabi, oh Nabi of Allah, I want to some advice. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Jabir, I give you to some advice. That it is very, very valuable advice, golden advice. And thereafter, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, O Jabir ibn Sulaim, from my side, on this gathering, on this majlis, very, very important 6 advice. But only 5 minutes is left. That's why I never go to detail and give all 6 advice. I mention only 1 advice, and thereafter talk is finished. You people also take 1 advice. In South Africa, many, many places, take away shop. Take away shop. We take it food and take our house also. Today you take this advice and give it to all the family member also. Our brother also. Our children also. Our wife also. Bayan also making like take away. Not bayan like we listen and Juma namaz is finished. We're going outside of masjid and we make like this. Bayan take you masjid by finish. Bayan for masjid. No. Take this advice and take your house and give it all the family member. Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, O Nabi of Allah, what is the 6th advice? Then first advice, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never told Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala anhu about roza, about zakat, about hajj, and about spending our wealth in part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No tahajjud namaz, no ishraq namaz, no awwabin namaz. No. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam give advice. First advice. To Jabir ibn Sulaim radiallahu ta'ala. What is the first advice? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, O Jabir, la tasubanna ahadan. La tasubanna ahadan. What is the meaning? La tasubanna ahadan. O Jabir ibn Sulaim, don't swearing anybody. La tasubanna ahadan. Don't swearing anybody. Today our topic, Hubbus Sahaba li Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba-e-kiram love Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But what is the meaning love from Sahaba-e-kiram to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The Arabic people say, Innal muhibba liman yuhibbu yuti'u. When Sahaba-e-kiram listen, any advice, even he listen first time, one time, but Sahaba-e-kiram never leave this advice. They make practice whole life, whatever he listen from Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, first advice, give it to me Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Jabir, la tasubanna hadan. Don't swearing anybody. Day after Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, Alhamdulillah, summa alhamdulillah, I listen this advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and 40 years is passed, but during the very lengthy period, ma sababtu hurran, wala abdan, wala ba'idan, wala shatan. Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, 40 years is passed, but I never swearing anybody. 40 years time, I never swearing anybody. Ma sababtu abdan wala hurran. And Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, wala ba'idan wala shatan. And Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, I never swearing my camel also. And I never swearing my goat also. And what is the, our condition? Our morning start with the swearing. And our sleeping start also with the swearing. And Jabir ibn Sulaym radiyallahu ta'ala anhu say, 40 years time, alhamdulillah, never swearing anybody. And what is the important point? Jabir ibn Sulaym say, I never swearing my camel. I never swearing my God. How can we got permission to swearing Sahaba-e-Kiram, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmain? He never swearing his camel also, and never swearing his goat also. And sometime we got some argument in the our family, then husband start swearing, and when he starts swearing, he swearing his wife also, wife mother also, wife father also, but sometime I say seven generation. Tell seven generation also. My time actually is over, only 20 minute time. So six advice from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is the first advice? La tasubanna hadan. Don't swearing anybody. Allah ta'ala mujhe bhi tawfiq ata farmaye. If we came second time, then inshallah ta'ala third advice. Second advice, third advice, fourth advice, five advice, and six advice. Our Jamaat also six number, in a Hadith also six number. But today I mention only one advice, La tasubanna hadan. But remember everybody, what is the first advice? La tasubanna hadan. Don't swearing anybody. Remember. And write down your book also. And when you go at home, and read Bismillah wa'ala barakatillah, before dal chawal start, just make muzakir of this bayan. La tasubanna hadan, don't swearing anybody. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Jazakallah.